Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and pleased to be joined here by Melissa Kirkwood in this next segment. She is the Marketing and Development Officer for the Sunset Zoo. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's great to be back. It's not easy being in quarantine, and boy, I didn't realize how hard it was. I thought it'd be kind of nice to be at home, but it is nice being at home, but it's nice to be back and doing things.
It's hard after you have been in an environment you're used to, and then you're back at home. So it's just a challenge, I think, that I think a lot of people are probably dealing with at this point, but kind of just try to take it in stride. But, you know, I think that's part of why the two-week challenge with the Riley County Health Department is good timing right now, just because one of those parts is to try to maintain yourself at home if you can. And that's something we've taken the challenge of here at the zoo with the city of Manhattan to take that 2-week challenge.
Yeah. That 2-week challenge is interesting. And because one thing I noticed from the sidelines here the last couple of weeks is after I tested positive, it seemed like the rest of the county, the numbers just shot up.
Yes.
And you're wondering, like, well, is this from Halloween? Is this from who knows where? The
who
fact
knows
is
where?
We have community spread, and if we don't take the opportunity to get it under control, it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, but we at the zoo, we're taking that 2-week challenge, and we hope that the rest of the community is kind of heeding those words and just taking precautions. And ever since the pandemic, we really put in a pretty strong enforcement plan of protocol at Sunset Zoo, and we remain open to the public. We're fortunate that we are an outdoor location. Now, today is probably not going to be a very busy day given the weather, but we do continue to follow our protocols of multiple cleanings a day, and with that cleaning comes we sanitize all high-touch surfaces, our exhibits, and then our staff also follows some pretty strict protocols as well, as far as mask usage, hand washing, distancing, all of those things that we all as just community members do. But, you know, our keepers, all of our staff is very important to us, but our keepers are very vital right now, as always. But you as a visitor may not have seen any of our keepers in the forefront when you visit the zoo, because we have taken that precaution to not have things like keeper chats and things like that to keep them at a safe distance. And so that's part of our protocol that's more internal than external, but that's why you have not seen them. And then we ask our guests to also keep that 6-foot distance and wear a mask. And we have special 6-foot distance markers that all our outdoor viewing areas, all our indoor viewing areas. We limit the number of people who can be in the indoor area. We've also kind of heightened that a little bit right now due to the heightened numbers here in Riley County. We're just asking if you visit the gift shop, which most of you do when you leave the zoo, we ask that if you're going to shop with us, that we want to try to keep 5 guests at a time in the gift shop, just for that added measure of security and safety. And so, I mean, we've been very fortunate at the zoo, but we really care about the community, and we obviously care about our animals. And so that's why we've taken the precautions we have.
I gotcha. Well, it's a short week for a lot of folks. Some people maybe not even working this week, but what are your Thanksgiving week hours here at the zoo?
Yeah, so Thanksgiving week, we are closed on Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving. Those are two designated City of Manhattan holidays, and we are a member of the City of Manhattan through the Parks and Rec Department. So those 2 days we will be closed, but all the other days of the week and the weekend, we will be open. We are now in our winter hours, and the winter hours are now noon, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. They used to be 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the winter, but we have taken away that additional hour at the end of the day, one, just to do some extra sanitation through the entire zoo again, and then also so our keepers can do that extra sanitation with the exhibits and the animals while it's still light out. Giving the keepers the best opportunity possible to have good weather, good lighting, safety, safe environments is really important to us. And that just, we live in Kansas. So, that unfortunately that does hit us in the winter with the winter weather. So we'll remain open daily through the winter. Some people ask if we are open during the winter, and we are. We do take some extra precautions, of course, because of the weather. And we usually make daily announcements if we feel like it is not safe enough to be open. We close if the walkways are icy or we feel like there's, we watch the weather like crazy. So if we feel like there's something coming in to the area, we may close early. But for the most part, we do try to stay open. The reason we only open until, we don't open until noon is much like humans sometimes. Our animals are, some love the winter weather, some don't love the winter weather. So it gives the zoo and the rest of the environment around a chance to warm up so that our animals can be out in their areas before visitors arrive.
We're speaking with Melissa Kirkwood, Sunset Zoo Marketing and Development Officer. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about some other things going on at the zoo, including some construction. We got an update on that in Focus Rolls Along on a Monday morning after this on News Radio KMAN.